From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe's migration crisis continues unabated. Migrants by the hundreds continue making their way across southern and eastern Europe en route to Austria and Germany and beyond, as European officials try to cope with the worst migration crisis since World War II.
Notre responsabilité à tous, c'est ensuite de
French Prime Minister Manuel Valls Monday said it's the responsibility of all Europeans to ensure the right of asylum. Those, he says, who are persecuted in their country, who are facing torture, who are oppressed, must be welcomed. Austria Monday blocked a Munich-bound train at the Hungarian border as authorities searched for human traffickers and questioned hundreds of migrants, most of them from Syria, about proper credentials. Vienna tightened its security checks after the bodies of more than 70 migrants were discovered last week in Austria in an abandoned truck. The United States Monday expressed concern over the pending visit to China by Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who remains under international criminal court indictments for alleged genocide in Darfur. Mr. Bashir is expected to travel to China to take part in the 70th anniversary events marking the end of the Second World War. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
As you know, he's been charged with by the ICC, International Criminal Court, with war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide, and warrants for his arrest remain outstanding, and we strongly support the ICC's efforts to hold accountable those responsible for those acts. We oppose invitations, facilitation, or support for travel by persons subject to outstanding ICC warrants.
While traveling frequently across Africa, Mr. Bashir has rarely ventured as far as China. In June, he narrowly escaped a court hearing while in South Africa. He is expected to try to attend the UN General Assembly session in New York this month. This is VOA News. The UN says satellite photographs confirm Islamic State blew up another ancient temple in the historic Syrian city Palmyra. A UN agency posted images of the Temple of Bel taken August 27 and the same site taken on Monday, a day after Syrian observers said the temple was destroyed. Greg Barton is a terror expert at Australia's Deakin University.
They do this partly for profit reasons. Those things are too big to move. They blow up for propaganda reasons. We are dealing, of course, with a very cynical, instrumental terrorist state, but also an apocalyptic cult. So they get good value from the propaganda of blowing up pagan temples. And we can expect this to carry on as long as Islamic State is holding ancient Mesopotamia.
The Temple of Bel is nearly 2,000 years old. Syrians consider it to be one of the country's most important religious shrines. A Turkish court has ordered two British journalists and their interpreter detained ahead of an eventual trial on charges of engaging in terror activity. They were arrested near the borders with Syria, Iraq, and Iran. Security sources said correspondent Jake Hanrahan and cameraman Philip Pendlebury were reporting without proper credentials as they filmed fighting between Turkish forces and Kurdish militants. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko Monday denounced a violent nationalist demonstration against legislation granting more autonomy to pro-Russian separatists in the east. A security officer was killed, dozens of other law enforcement personnel injured by a grenade blast. Mr. Poroshenko says defeat of the legislation would undermine a pro-Ukrainian international coalition. A Western-backed peace plan agreed to earlier this year calls for Kyiv to adopt decentralization by year's end. The protesters call the reforms un-Ukrainian and said the constitutional changes would effectively legalize rebel control of eastern Ukraine. An opposition coalition in Ivory Coast Monday invited President Alassane Ouattara to discuss conditions for upcoming elections. Otherwise, the coalition warns it will block October's ballot. President Ouattara, riding a strong economy, is favored to win the ballot for a second term. The opposition National Coalition for Change, formed in May, has expressed concern about insecurity, which could hamper voting, and probe government bias in the voting register and electoral commission. An explosion at a chemical factory in eastern China has killed at least one person. Pictures on Chinese social media showed a large fireball rising from what appeared to be an industrial area in Dongying, located in eastern Shandong province, late Monday. The incident comes less than a month after a much larger blast killed nearly 160 at a chemical storage facility in the northern port city Tianjin. Authorities detained 12 company employees and 11 government officials in that investigation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.